أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. والتي أحصنت فرجها فنفخنا فيها من روحنا وجعلناها وابنها آية للعالمين. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to us of the dua of Zakariya alayhi salam and how Allah azza wa jal had responded to his dua. In ayah number 81 of Surah Al-Anbiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not speak to us of any Nabi, but He relates to us the wonderful characteristic possessed by one of the greatest women to exist, and that is Maryam alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of Maryam, and whenever Allah speaks of Maryam, or most of the time when Allah speaks of her, Allah speaks of her modesty. Allah speaks of her modesty and how she deserved her modesty and how she deserved her dignity. Allah says, وَالَّتِي أَحْصَنَتْ فَرْجَهَا. Allah says, and speak to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and remind them of the woman who had protected and preserved her modesty and her private parts. And she is an example for all women in as far as modesty is concerned, and in as far as dignity is concerned, and preservation of haya is concerned. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that one of the causes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows viruses and diseases to spread into the world, is when there's no morality left. When immodesty and immorality and acts of zina and acts of shamelessness become widespread, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to make people realize of the wrongs that they are doing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows there to be an outbreak of a certain disease or virus. And it is no secret to anyone, when we look around the world, in every community, how immorality has become so widespread, and how immodesty has become so widespread, that in every region, in every community, in every part of the world, this has become the reality. And we have in front of us an example to every Muslim woman, and that is in the form of Maryam alayhi salam, the manner in which she preserved her modesty and the manner in which she had preserved her haya. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, speak to them, relate to them the life of this woman who had preserved her modesty. فَنَفَخْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ رُوحِنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we blew life into her through our spirit. That is Jibreel alayhi salam. We know one of the names and titles of Jibreel alayhi salam is Ruh. And we know the famous incident when he arrived and he came to her, and he spoke about it in Surah Maryam. And there was a discussion that took place between her and Jibreel alayhi salam, and miraculously he blew into her collar, and that breath reached within her body, in her womb, miraculously, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed her to fall pregnant and to conceive a child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we blew within her a breath of life through our spirit Jibreel. And from this we learn the previous story, or the previous ayat, spoke of the miracle where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed a man and a woman, Zakariya alayhi salam and his wife, to have a child at a time when everyone said it's impossible for them to have a child. But there was both man and woman. Over here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses her with a child without the intervention of a man. Without the intervention of a man, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses her with a child. In the case of Adam alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought him into existence without the intervention of both mother and father. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجِعَلْنَاهَا. Allah says, we made her, وَبْنَهَا, and we made her son, ayah, a sign, a lesson, an example, a role model, lil alameen, for all the world, not only for the Muslims, not only for the Christians, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we made both her and her son an ayah, a lesson and an example for all of the worlds to follow. May Allah grant us understanding.